Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinion. So would you mind sharing with what political party you're registered? Like, for example, would it be Republicans or Democrats or Independent or some other political party?
Republican. I am a Republican.
Republican? All right, thank you. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you are going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to
vote? I am going to vote with down, hands down.
All right, thank you. So as we know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. So with this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're gonna vote?
I work for the Board of Elections, so I am going to vote in early voting.
Early voting? All right. Would that be like early vote in person at a designated early voting location?
In person.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
I am going to be 80 years old in about 35 days.
All right, thank you. Well, happy early birthday. So
what
is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I finished high school and I had a year of college.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion about them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard about them, you can also indicate that as well.
Okay.
So the first person is Richard Del Toro.
I like him.
All right. Would that be like very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I think I'm going to vote for him.
All right. Very favorable then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What about Kathy Townsend?
I'm unsure. I have to look her up a little bit, but she was a Democrat for a while, so I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. So would you say...
I got to make a decision on her.
All right. So would you say, like, maybe you have no opinion about her then, or is it, like, maybe somewhat unfavorable?
It could be favorable. I have to look her up, ma'am. I do my research. I just got my sample ballot.
All right. No worries. Thank you. What about Keith Pearson?
I like him, too. But I'm going towards Del Toro.
All right. So would you say you have a somewhat favorable opinion about them?
I do. I made the decision to go with Del Toro, but I like Pearson because DeSantis selected him.
All right, thank you. What about Ken Mascara?
I thought he wasn't running. I haven't looked at the ballot. I'm not too sure about him.
All right, no worries.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what about Linda Bartsch?
I like her. I'm a diehard Republican, so I like all my Republicans. But I will research them before I make my decision.
All right, thank you. So would you say that you have a very favorable opinion about her?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. So what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I might change my mind and vote for him because of DeSantis. So I don't know. But I was looking, I'm undecided on those two, Del Toro and Pearson. I don't know yet.
All right, thank you. So what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't know. I know. I looked him up, and I like his policies and everything, but I haven't had the chance. I do like Pearson because DeSantis, selected him. So I got to make a decision on those two. Probably go towards Pearson. I don't know.
All right. No worries. Thank you. All right. To really look him up. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to ask you just a few brief questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. So if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Linda Bartz and Erin Ann Lowry.
I think Bartz.
All right, thank you. And would you say you're going to, like, probably vote for her or definitely vote for her?
I think definitely.
All right. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, amongst the candidates, Kathy Townsend and Audra Macon, for who would you vote for?
I have not looked those two up yet, so I'm undecided.
All right. So you really know who you're going to vote for between Audra Macon and Kathy Townsend? Like, you're not necessarily sure?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'll look them up and then decide, yeah.
All right. Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, amongst the following candidates, these being Keith Pearson, Richard Del Toro, and Preston Michael DeFrancesco, for who would you vote for?
Well, I'm looking towards Pearson right now,
mm-hmm.
but I really check them out. You know, I Google them out and then make a decision. But
all right.
It's going to be either Pearson or Del Toro. I'm looking maybe perhaps Pearson.
All right. So would you say you're going to probably vote for Pearson or definitely?
Probably, most likely
mm-hmm.
Pearson.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
He just stepped in a little while ago. I approve.
All right. Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
All right, thank you. From the following list, what would you say that you have seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, like, a television ad? Have you received something in the mail, received any text messages, received, like,
or,
a visit?
My husband was speaking. I missed the question.
All right, no worries. I can repeat it. So,
okay.
From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, like, a television ad, received something in the mail? Have you received a text message? Or have you received...
Mm-hmm. A lot of in the mail.
All right.
But I haven't completely checked them out yet. Those two are, I have to make a decision, but I strongly think I'm going to go with him.
All right. So would you say that's the only thing you've received about him? Just something in the mail?
What was that?
Is that the only thing you have received from him? Just something in the mail?
Just in the mail. That's it.
All right. Thank you. And from what you like saw, read, or heard about, kind of like about him, about Keith Pearson, does this make you more likely to support him or less likely to support him?
More likely to support him.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more, because I love DeSantis, and whatever he decides, that's what I go by.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, what have you read, seen, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you seen, like, television ads? Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of ads, and I haven't read up on him yet. I'm undecided, but I think I'm going to go with Pearson.
All right, thank you. So from what you did see, like, in the ads about Richard Del Toro, does this make you more likely to support him or less likely to support him?
I'm undecided, to be honest.
All right, no worries. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I am conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Very? All right. Thank you. So what is your main racial background?
I am a Puerto Rican, Latin.
All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Thank you for calling.
But thank you for answering.
All righty.
All right. Well, goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.